Stephanie, I'm not going to have you talk. I'm just going to have you sing.
All right.
All right. So you guys hit it.
Mama took me by the arm. Her loving voice was calm but strong. She sat me down in daddy's chair. Your brother made you mad, but you can't call them names like that, 'cause the hurt can't always be repaired. And she kissed my head and said, sometimes this complicated life gets real cut and dry.
Going, second verse.
Looking at my mom and dad and all the ups and downs they've had. Oh, the heroes in my eyes. Yeah, tried and true for 30 years. A lot of laughs, but also tears. Those rings have seen some sleepless nights, but they always work it. Sometimes it's complicated life gets real cut and dry, and it all boils down to wrong or right. The clouds just roll away and all those shades of gray turn black and white.
Bridge. Let's go to the bridge.
I'm on my knees about to break, falling short and losing faith, but I lean on those words in red. Oh, they bring me home again. Sometimes this complicated life gets real cut and dry, and it all and white. Ooh, black and white. Yeah, they turn black and white. Yeah.
So that was fantastic. I mean, you sound like the recording, and again, in these intimate settings, if knowing the things that you've heard and the things that you've learned from me, and you've gone through all the programs, right now, if you said, "I want something else out of this," I felt like I was missing this. What would it be?
Maybe capitalizing on certain phrases and pulling those out more than others.
Yeah, and which comes to the fact of all that needs to happen sometimes is just for this intimate setting is just a small rearranging of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So stylistic, again, is not just what you do. It's what happens with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it can be, and I know this is more of a performance note, but you really can't isolate any part of the voice away from it. So you're a whole person, you're a whole singer. So in your performance, it's a very collegiate thing to kind of just sing and just be like, yeah, I know this. But it's a body language thing. And so right from the beginning, I would take control of the room. And I would literally stand the microphone and I would turn. I mean, we need to be able to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even if you look back at somebody, you got to make eye contact with somebody. If it's just looking at me, if it's staring at him the whole time, saying, you know what, here's what happened. I said some terrible, is the song true or is it just a story?
It very took instances that capitalized into the story. Okay, so
tell us the incident.
Okay, well, I mean, there were different times my brother and I would get into it just growing up, you know.
Okay,
and so,
you said to him that was...
Oh, I don't know if it was necessarily per se like something that I specifically said, but I know sometimes we'd get into it. We loved each other a lot, but sometimes it was just like, I'm going to win this.
I'm going to win. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I wanted you to go. Like, the thing that when you're going like this, it's like, it's the neural connection that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very overly aware of these things. Right. I was addicted to the TV show Lie to Me, and I watched those micro expressions. And just seeing when he gave that little nose crinkle, suddenly the sass came in his voice. Like mm-hmm. it became flirty. Mm-hmm. Just that little bit of micro expression. And so small micro expressions do mean mm-hmm. something. It scares me because if you're around a body language expert, you're like, okay, you're psychic. Now, the body language field, and he'll tell you, is not a perfect science because some people do habitually different things for different reasons. And so you cannot judge a person's motive because they move their head or because their voice goes up or down. There's people who have failed lie detectors every question. And the question is, what's your name? Corbett? Where do you live? Tennessee, literally everything they're like, but I'm telling the truth. Yeah. So nothing is an exact science. But what is more important, that there has to be change in dynamic in the song. When I said it sounded like the record, that is 95% compliment and 5%, and we got to fix this. Mm-hmm. Well, how's that? We got to fix it. The reason it's a compliment is because people expect you to be at least as good as the record live, and rarely are they. But you are. You're one of those. You're a pro. But live, that 5% has to be like, I got to give you something different, a reason for you to not just stay home and just listen to my record. Mm-hmm. So your voice is charming. So when you get to this thing in telling the story, we can't just be charmed by you. You got to say, here's what went down. And I have some regrets. And you're doing this. And then when it comes down, you know what? I'm acknowledging. So I want this kind of rocking thing. And I don't want you to put on a performance face. I want you to tell a story, have a little bit of regret. You know, I'm going to smile at first. That's what happened. I don't feel very good about it. And I want you to go back to that. Because every person has said something to someone that they regret. Now, again, performance and style. Vocal performance and style are inseparable. So, can you just give her just the first chord? Say that again.
Mama took me by the arm. Her loving voice was calm but strong. She sat me down in Daddy's chair and said, I know your brother made you mad, but you can't call them names like that, cause the hurt can't always be repaired.
The best thing you did is, like, you can't call him names like that. But I want a little bit more, a little scowl, like, you can't. Like I say, give me a bad look. Just mad look. Like, yeah, you too nice. If you give me a bad look, I was like, dude, you can't look at me like that. So I really like the place where you're just like, you know, I shouldn't have done that. Like, Mama said, you can't talk to me like that. Like that. Like, look at me. Say, man, you can't talk to me like that. Yeah. Subtle. It's like, don't do that. Say, don't do that, Brett. Just tell me that. Don't do that.
Don't do that, Brett.
Yeah, no. You can't go like this. Like, even look down. Like, look down for a second. Make it deliberate. Say, you can't talk to me like that.
You can't talk to me like that.
I believe you. That was the whole crux of the song. It sounded like the record, it sounded nice, it had the message, but I just want to believe you. That's mm-hmm. all I want. That's what anybody listening, the first goal is, just be believable. Mm-hmm. So look at that, so do it again. Come on, man. You can't talk to me like that. Do that.
You can't talk to me like that.
So say, Mama said to me, Mama said, you can't talk to him like that.
Mama said, you can't talk to him like that.
That's it. And you're such a great actress, and you can be believable. The more you can act that, watch your movie, Finding Faith. She's a great actress. She was in that movie and been in some other movies too. But, you know, and you did very well, sang on the soundtrack. You sang very, very well. I was got this and said, oh, you've been practicing. You sound pretty good. So again, let's take that, get back to that part here. Mama took me by the hand.
Mama took me by the arm. Her loving voice was calm but strong. She sat me down in Daddy's chair and said, I know your brother made you mad, but you can't call him names like that, 'cause the hurt can't always be repaired. And she kissed my head and said, sometimes this complicated life gets real cut and dry, and it all boils down to wrong or right. The clouds just roll away, and all those shades of gray turn black and white. Looking at my mom and dad and all the ups and downs they've had, oh, they're heroes in my eyes.
Now we're going to change it. Now, here we go. Looking at mom and dad. And now this is when you're rocking your body for, like, you know, looking back, all the ups and downs they had, they're heroes in my life. Just, you know, rock forward towards them. You're going to move forward into the song because you're not looking back. Mm-hmm. And I want this. I don't want your head going side to side there. So I don't want you looking credulous. And again, sometimes it's just we see people do that. So sometimes the things are learned, but they still program your body. I've seen guys get up there to shoot a free throw and they go, you've seen that?
Yeah.
Like, dude's going to miss. Tank. There was a Michael Jordan quote that was like saying, usually when I'm open, the difference between me making it, not making it, nah, I've not heard this quote. I just heard a motivational speaker. Could have made it up, but it sounds true, and I'll go with it. He said, when I'm open, is whether I believe it or not. For you, it's just body language. When your voice is just so spot on and so crystal clear and clean everywhere. The biggest thing I'd do if I produced you on a song is I'd mess up your voice just a little bit. I'd keep it safe. You'd be healthy. But I'd let it be groggy. I'd lie. If you sang this song one more time, if you were saying, you know, let's re-record it. Let's see what I did. The first one was just a demo. I'd say, all right, you don't sleep for the next 24 hours. You don't go sleep tonight. And tomorrow night at midnight, we record. Now, you're an actress. Play that first chord and be that person. We're not going to go through the whole song, but I just want to show you something. Go ahead and do the first chord.
Mama took me by the arm.
No, really? Come on. How much sleep have you had? Too much? Now look at this. You can't, look, you're an actress. Look, if I'm tired, I'm like, can't keep my eyes open. Yeah, I'm like, Mama took me by the arm. Go ahead.
Mama took me by the arm.
Boy, you just do really well with no sleep. I want you to be like dead. You got no energy. Exhale. It's hard to get your next breath. You feel weak. Your body, whole body's weak. You gotta sit inside. I got nothing left. Now do it.
Mama took me by the arm.
Oh, I'm so broke. You know what you did? Killed that vibrato. Ain't no room for that. I can barely sing. I barely stand up. This girl singing with my buddy Malcolm Springer years ago, and she's singing the song called Wasted, like, wasted all of my time. And the first time, wasted. So he did that same thing. Kept her up. She got there nice. She was like, I think I'm hallucinating. I'm so tired. I think I'm hallucinating. She said, wasted. And we're like, first note, we're like, oh, man. You shouldn't have to stay up late to do that. Mm-hmm. That is an organic, method acting, living that part. So if mama took me by hand, I just got scolded. I'm really tired. There's different ways to get there. You're an actress. You know that you can get there without actually having to do that. You can look drunk without taking a drink. Mm-hmm. Can you be that tired? I really, really want to be game face. And again, he's going to play that again. Just this first verse. Just, mama took me by the hand. I'm just like, oh, she scolded me. I was bad. Tired. Get yourself tired. Go ahead.
Mama took me by the arm. Her loving voice was calm but strong. She sat me down in daddy's chair.
Tired, you're so tired. Keep singing.
And said, I know your brother made you mad, but you can't call him names like that, cause the hurt can always be repaired.
Yeah.
And she kissed my head.
Now, caffeine jolt, jump in.
Sometimes it's complicated life. It's real cut and dry.
Tired.
And it all boils down, wrong or right.
Push through it, you're tired.
Clouds just roll away. And all those shades of gray.
Oh, yeah. Go back to the line, to all those shades of black and red. Do that. All those
shades of gray.
Now, here's what you did earlier. You went, all those. That glottal stroke. And when you hear it back on the thing, you say, oh, that was my happy accident. That's the thing I did on accident that I need to do on purpose. Mm-hmm. And things that subtleties that he did that were like, oh, that's so subtle. This dude I'm telling you, he is close to mastering subtleties. When I was in the studio with him, I was like, jeepers, there's things that you do, you just don't realize you do. It's when you realize that you do and you repeat them over and over, and then you let go and you do them no matter what. And every single performance gets better than the last one. So you kind of remind me of Celine Dion with your refinement, but Celine Dion has those little happy accidents. I want you, before our next session, I want you to learn her song, First Time I Ever Heard Your Face, that live version. And you hear some of the things she does, because when you let off that was that moment that I needed to hear, that vulnerability. And y'all, when she had to pull back that much, it made sense when she got big, huh? When she just come out swinging again, it's like, you gotta set her up like this. I like how Tom Jackson talks about performing. It's like, he says, it's like you're trying to date your audience. You don't walk up and say, hi, what's your name? I'll go out. And you're like, I think we should just be friends. Yeah, don't call me. You know? It's like, why did my audience reject me? Because you didn't court them. You didn't date them. So even with a song like this, the very first, especially this intimate setting, pull back, there's a time to just come out swinging. But when you only have one song, it's important that you pull back that much. And in the end, you might sing this three times as loud, but I want to know what you sound like. I want to be there and produce your next vocal, because I want to hear what you sound like with no sleep, because you won't sound like what you sounded today. The voice would be dirty, be like, I can't hardly hold my head up. But when you went there at least a little bit mentally, you guys were captured, weren't you? I could see it as kind of that feeling. And you have to be able to get that quality right away in your voice that forces them to listen. You have to compel me. It's your responsibility, not mine. It's yours.